In his head, all he wants to do is stop that guy. He's got a fugitive warrant from the state of Illinois. He's a known robber. Want to get this guy stopped. He doesn't need to be in our community. So he wanted to get this guy stopped. And during our training and going through our field training, the first thing you do is don't get in front of a car you don't have any control of. But I get it. He had tunnel vision. The officer was just trying to stop the vehicle, wasn't thinking about his own safety. But that's one of the things you got to remember, too, is it worth getting injured or killed in this type of situation, or is it better to be able to go home at the end of your shift? So you just don't get in front of a vehicle. But I get it, too. He was, like I said, he was tunnel visioned on there. You see it in all kinds of trainings when it's the high-intensity type situation. So none of that would have happened if Guider would have just complied to exit the vehicle and got picked up. And you know what? He'd probably be out of jail by now anyway. He wouldn't have got a 5-year sentence on top of whatever he's already doing. So